This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, happy Funky Friday here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let us get to the question of the day. What game or competition would you absolutely dominate at? 713-572-4610. The texts are already rolling in. The YouTube's there for you. The Twitch is there with Joel Hernandez. Wanted to make sure that we repeated the fact that the Aggies beat the nerds of Yale. So shout out to the Aggies. I did not believe in you, and you can take that out on me personally. That's cool. I appreciate that.
That's right.
But what you will not take out on me is that if I ever get the opportunity to do something like was done at the Rockets game earlier this week, when a fan had an opportunity to knock down a half-court shot for the grand total of 25 Gs, $25,000. This is what it sounded like.
Here we go. 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh! Mark! I am just absolutely amazed. In front of all these amazing Rockets fans, Mark, you've just won $25,000.
Shout out to Mark.
Gotta love it, man.
That's awesome.
You got, and with that one in particular, time was ticking down. I think he had this. If that one didn't go, he might have been able to get one more off in that moment. And I always think to myself, whenever, you know, I have the privilege of being at a game, is usually when you can see it. Maybe if you're like watching on League Pass, you can see some of the halftime activities or the, you know, in breaks. And I'm like, man, maybe not like just the pure half-court shot, because that one gets a little dicey. But especially the ones where it's like, hey, we need a layup and a free throw and a three-point shot. And then you see some folks that clearly aren't like basketball players. They love basketball. But
you can do that one.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what gets me to this place where I'm like, oh, I would dominate at that. Don't put me on the court for that, because I'm taking your money. You know what
well,
I mean?
Okay.
That's what I'm, and that's what I want.
You play ball, you're quick enough. You
exactly.
Know,
yeah, right. That's what I want. I want the thing that gets you in your feelings where you're like, if you give me this competition, I'm knocking it out of the park and you're just giving me free money. Because people are already on the text line in that space from the 281. They said, I would do the hamburger race at the Texans game, or I want to do the hamburger race at the Texans game so badly. That's from Rob.
It's just funny to see. It's just funny to look at. So you're saying, like, what would I dominate at?
like at a sports event,
at a sports event, or like a game show,
game war competition,
like okay. a game show competition. Right.
You might be like Rosie Perez, yeah. like let me get on Jeopardy.
Yeah,
I'm cooking. I have all of these things down pat.
And you're talking obviously outside of picking a bracket.
What you want to say to that? I mean, ask you sincerely. What would you like me to say to that?
Because that was obvious.
Okay. Yes, yeah. That is obvious. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll say. After round one, this dude got his chest out.
Man, he really is. Have you heard of the parable of the tortoise and the hare?
Yes.
Because you are right now very hair-like.
Yeah. I just enjoy doing this.
I'm worried for Lopez because.
I'm worried for me. I just enjoy doing this.
Being this cocky, man, you gonna mess around being last place.
Yes, I am. But today's fun.
I do respect it. Knowing that ahead of time, like, look. I'm going to enjoy this while I have the time.
It's exactly what I'm doing. Okay.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vilenny and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I would have to say Wheel of Fortune. Okay. I like the easy chair Wheel of Fortune player. I dominate on that. Like just a few letters, and I kind of have a lot of them kind of honed in. I would say Wheel of Fortune would be mine.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. From 346, Brady Bunch Trivia.
That's a good angle.
That's a great answer.
Like those shows or categories.
Right. Yeah. The things where you're like, I have all this information for no good reason. Yes. But if I can weaponize this in some way.
Seinfeld
trivia.
Yeah.
That stuff is harder than what you think, though.
It sure
because
is.
I played a Martin trivia game. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I know everything about Martin. No, they get in the details. Like, who was the handyman in room 305? I'm like, what? What handyman? Or what was Gina's boss name?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I don't know none of this stuff.
Yeah, especially the higher levels.
Yeah.
They get into stuff like, ooh, you know, what was Seinfeld's apartment number?
What was the cab driver who drove them to this?
Yes.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly. 5A, by the way.
Wait, what?
Seinfeld's apartment number was 5A.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Okay.
And then Kramer was 5B, wasn't he?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Pop Culture Jeopardy, good answer from the 832. They said for them, it would be The Floor, everything Christmas movies. The Floor, I haven't watched enough of this game show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm a little bit of a game show snob. I feel like we've lost the talent to be able to craft really, really good game shows.
The Floor is interesting because you don't need to be a Jeopardy genius. You do need to know at some level, high level, like that type of information. But sometimes it's like, you know, just pop culture, easy layup type stuff. I was so surprised this morning when Sean said that he watches America Says. I thought I was the only nerd watching that show.
I don't even know what that
is.
It's
a game show network game. Man. And again, I think this comes back to my take. And look, I with all due respect to yourself and Sean, I've watched Game Show Network of late and I've been like, man, we done lost the quality here.
No,
man.
For sure.
It's not the same.
That one just kind of hooks you in. It's like a Family Feud, but they just give you the first letter of different ones and you have 30 seconds to answer it. So it's kind of like you have to be quick and know that type stuff. But it I thought I was the only one.
So, I mean, a lot of people are coming with the random knowledge that they have. Name that tune. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Somebody said if for Sean, he probably should be like Sopranos trivia, which absolutely 100%.
Or wrestling. Yeah.
Wrestle trivia is a good one. From the 402, they said, put me in front of that little roll the ball in the whole game and the carnival in front of anyone, and I will win.
Mm. Carnival games, the only one I'm decent, and I'm not good, but I'm decent
at. I ain't know anybody that was good at carnival
games,
man.
They're built for you to lose.
Yes.
They worse than a casino.
Yeah. They are. No, they are. They are worse because at least the casinos are monitored, you know, yeah, regulated.
At least you get some good food or drinks or something.
Yeah.
Are there any other like game ones? Like, are you guys kicking the field goal? Right, I know that this year they kind of moved away from that.
I tried that. So after, I think it was after the Texans games, they usually had people on the field doing little activities.
Yeah,
I tried to kick that field goal. I had to hurt my toe, and the ball didn't go anywhere, man.
I you know, everybody kicks. You know, when you're a kid in high school, you're kicking field goal. Hey, let's go kick some field goal. You know, I was okay at it, but I wouldn't want to do it because I'm a straight on kicker.
Oh.
I'm like Tom Dempsey.
So even if it goes through, people are like, what was that?
What are you doing? It's soccer style, man. You got to do it. No, I'm a straight on kicker.
Of the ones that are like stadium ones, I feel like the one that I want to do, but I haven't like been able to convince myself to have the confidence that I would win it. You remember the Beat the Freeze? That the Braves did.
That nobody beats the Freeze.
But I've seen people beat the Freeze.
Yeah.
I'm not that confident in my speed, but I mean,
it'd be fun.
It would be fun to try it, especially because they like giving you a head start, right? They want to give you that feeling that you're doing something. And if you can take that head start knowing and with respect that the Freeze is coming and just give it your all out, you have a little bit of a shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like there's something within me that says, I believe
I could make it close.
If I haul ass right off the top and I don't, because some people get out there and they're like, oh, I'm so far ahead that he can't get me.
Go ahead, finish. I just thought of one.
No, I'm pretty much done.
The sausage races.
You want to be in the sausage race?
Milwaukee, yeah. That those are fun. And you just gotta, all you have to beat is a couple of other drunk fans. You know?
All right. Reckless speculation. I've always thought that those things are rigged. The sausage race?
A couple of them seem like they were.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it always felt to me like this is preordained.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is predetermined. We got some wrestle in here.
Yeah.
How you get there is fine, but this particular sausage got to get over the line first.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said they would dominate at the Kiss Cam.
Ha!
Good work. Good text. Good text. I like what
Cash
you're doing there.
Cash Cab. That's a fun game show.
Hash Cab is tough.
Did that still come on?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't think they still do.
Well, I don't know if they're new episodes. Reruns. Yeah,
I think we're watching reruns at this point.
But the harder, the second level, third level questions are pretty hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said I'll do well at karaoke. Is there any? I was like, do we have any karaoke type competitions necessarily besides like American Idol? Like at that point, you're just doing American Idol or whatever the
pretty much
America's Got Talent or whatever those are.
Yeah.
And they said somebody said, have y'all been to the game show place where you can bring a group and party and actually play a game show live? Oh,
I would love that.
Sounds like we might need to put a 610.
Maybe that's the mixer.
That's the mixer. We're just gonna keep workshopping this particular singles mixer all the way down. Oh, 479. This is a great answer. The Dr. Pepper football toss. Because what do they be doing?
I like when they do it with both hands.
Well, the chest pass. Yeah, see, the stakes are too high for me to be out for those folks to be out here trying to like throw a perfect spiral. They're like tuition is on the line.
Do I want to have
debt for another 30 years or do I want to win?
Yeah. Like,
these are different things that have us here. Keep texting those in 713-572-4610. The game or competition you would absolutely dominate on, and I absolutely salute again to Mark. Who won $25,000 hitting a half-court shot at a Rockets game earlier this week. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where yet another veteran guard goes off the board. Could this mean something for the Texans? Question mark. We'll talk about that more.